Dear fellow creatures, this evening we look back on a year that, despite all the difficulties, crises and wars, was nevertheless a good one for many of us. With your work and your personal commitment, you, dear fellow creatures, have helped us to make technical and social progress. Together, we have created a solid foundation for entering the digital future with renewed confidence. I would like to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I don't want to give any dates and figures because they can easily distract from the most important thing, the performance and hard work of our country's angels. Our chaos is not due to exploitation, but to the work of many. They are the ones who, after a long period of deprivation, have made it possible for us to finally gather here again this year and let the chunk glasses clink in the colorful light of the LEDs. I believe that all groups in our community owe each other thanks and recognition. Our new country, our uncharted territory, as Angela Merkel has described the internet, is a rich country among the countries of the world. However, it is not the profits of large corporations and egotistical billionaires that make us rich, but commitment, curiosity and courageous dissent. We trust in the creativity and strength of our people, and we also trust in their solidarity so that what we have achieved can be defended and developed further. But when I look out into the world at our neighbors, worry interrupts my confidence like a dead spot interrupts my radio reception or mobile reception. I'm not just thinking about internet speed, as important as it is. We shouldn't forget about the actual freedom and basic rights of all fellow creatures, and we should realize more often that digital participation is not only measured by mobile phone coverage or an affordable cell phone contract. Even if more bandwidth makes our children's eyes light up like the light on fiber optics. This is about more, dear fellow creatures. It's about security, humanity. It's about connection and cooperation between the creatures and the devices, no matter which protocol they speak, no matter which plugs or sockets are theirs. It's about friendship, trust, and confidentiality, so that our thoughts and words reach exactly those for whom they are intended. These are all values that cannot be bought, but that we all need yesterday, tomorrow, and today, end to end.
At this time, we should therefore not forget our neighbors whose connection to our galactic network has been severed. As uncharted territory, as it was called, we stand in solidarity with all those whose internet is being censored. Let us soar together at the stop signs of the net. Where we see a wall too strong to tear down, let's provide a ladder. Where we see a chain that does not adorn but shackles a being or a creature, let us use the bolt cutters of freedom to cut it. That is our duty. We creatures must continue to work for the interconnectedness of the community, of humanity. Just as we have found good friends online, we also want understanding and cooperation with our neighbors in the analog world. We seek dialogue, because it is the dough that brings our hearts together, like the pieces of a waffle, whose golden color makes new territory shine. Or uncharted territory. I would like to thank all those for whom networking is not an empty word, all those who have done their homework and who are open-minded towards our analog fellow creatures. Even those of us who do not yet have an internet license need our understanding for their concerns. We need to roll out our cables and let our radio waves shine. Let us not be angry and take away their fax machines, because they are their connection to the world. Let us rather send a broadcast of understanding to the teletype terminals of the world and invite them to become co-creatures of uncharted territory. The boundaries between the creatures in our world do not only run between the devices. Creatures must be able to come together everywhere. Borders must become more permeable and eventually disappear completely. The mothers and fathers of our country have said to us, computers can change your life for the better. Let's remember this together day by day.
Die Mütter und Väter unseres Landes haben zu uns gesagt, Computer können dein Leben zum Besseren verändern. Lasst uns gemeinsam Tag für Tag daran erinnern.
We should not use our technology to reject creatures or monitor them, to pigeonhole them or to fight them. Do not listen to those who promise to use technology to secure your world, because freedom is the prerequisite for true peace.
Ist die Voraussetzung für wahren Frieden.
Our thoughts are with all those creatures who have become victims of war and terrorist attacks. It's always clear to us that we want to oppose the dehumanization and devaluation of life, no matter who it comes from. We stand with those creatures who do not want to give up the fight and the hope for a better life in peace, equality and self-determination for all. Our thoughts are also with all those who are imprisoned for standing up for freedom and chaos. Repression must never be an answer to the fight for freedom. This also applies to our fellow creatures who are concerned about the IT security of all of us, and whose courage and consistency, despite the threat of penalties, should be an example to us. IT security and ethical hacking, they can't be imposed by the state. They have to be done personally by everyone. But our neighbors must finally welcome the hackers of uncharted territory. Then they will get their hospitality back from them many times over.
We also appeal to the hard-working entrepreneurs here. If someone approaches you and points out safety problems, let our response not be a letter from a lawyer, but an open ear. Receive the being. Listen to it. Don't close your heart. Close the gaps in your system.
Empfangt das Wesen, hört ihm zu. Verschließt nicht eure Herzen, sondern die Lücken in euren Systemen.
I thank the intergalactic communities from the Uncharted Territory, where their security and where the old and young hackers live in harmony and learn from each other. Let their light, full of self-management, self-organization and co-determination, shine into the corners of the uncharted territory that are dark and where fellow creatures suffer. Where a fellow being creature is threatened and insulted by evil forces, we must stand up for them together. Let us weave together, bit by bit, a net that will catch us when we fall. The past few years have shown us that our neighbors' internet strips are not up to the task. We are not there, they're not there for us, but only for their state, for those who are like them. Let's do things differently and measure our fellow creatures by what they do, and not according to outdated criteria such as their appearance, age, origin, species, gender, social status, or their text editors. Let us resolutely confront those who want to lead our world back to a yesterday that we perhaps thought we had overcome too easily. Openness is not arbitrary. Those who seek to destroy the coexistence of communities and work towards a society whose principles are based on isolationism, racism, nationalism, and working against the moral principles of chaos. No. We do not want a world of national states that divide us. We do not want fascism that enters the parliaments of our neighbors and suits, no matter what shade of brown it wears under those. We are fighting for a new uncharted territory for all creatures who share our values and who strive for a good life for all. and all means everyone. Let's fight for it, quietly, with the soldering iron in our hands, angrily, with the placard on the street, and strategically, with the stroke of our keys on the screen. Healthy digitalization is the foundation of a healthy community. The child-friendliness of a country is not expressed through more surveillance for everyone or stop signs on the internet. We had to painfully learn this, well, this year, that some of our neighbors are not concerned with the well-being of our young creatures, but with the control for access to our data. The tireless efforts of dedicated fellow creatures have so far prevented worse. In warlike terms, we have won the first battle. But the forces they are fighting against will not disappear. Dear fellow creatures, this battle will be a long one, and it will require the solidarity and support of all of us.
We are also campaigning hard for an end to data retention. This year, even the courts in our neighboring countries have once again ruled that there must be no indiscriminate blanket and indiscriminate data retention without cause. A digital future requires that we preserve confidentiality through encryption. That is why I would like to thank our country's whistleblowers and media professionals for their important leaks, but also our freedom of information applicants who protect our internal transparency. I would also like to thank all those who keep an eye on our neighbors' police officers and chats and stand up against the culture of impunity. Let us be grateful for those who let us know what might worry us, because unrest is entropy, and with enough entropy, we can change the conditions that limit us. I promise you, dear fellow creatures, that I will continue to work personally and with all my strength to create a world with less surveillance and control. And I am sure that you, dear fellow creatures, will do the same. An important contribution to the good life is also our help for neighbors who are suffering from their administrations. What's more, our help is a moral obligation. I would like to thank all those who have shown on their own initiative that even the last letter and the last fax machine can disappear. One for all, say our neighbors, and fail to do so. Let us call out to them that it must be all for all. We are working tirelessly for health digitalization that focuses on the creature and not its data. We need trust, but this trust cannot be decreed for the self-aware creatures of our country any more than an e-prescription was last year. Trust must grow, just like the delicate code branches of all our country's open source software. Our health and well-being must be our ultimate goal, not who can make money from it. You, our country's researchers, should not go away empty-handed either. There can be no solidarity-based digitalization of health without the ability to decide for yourselves who gets your data. Overcoming the digital emergency in our neighboring countries is one of the major key tasks for chaos. No less important for our future is the preservation of our natural resources and the protection of the climate. As the year draws to a close, we have repeatedly been reminded that the climate catastrophe does not stop at borders. We, as a global community, are particularly affected and particularly sensitized, and yet we often feel helpless. Climate protection is one of the major future tasks for the galactic community. We in the Uncharted Territory will continue to stubbornly insist on fulfilling this obligation. There must be no doubt about it. Climate poisoning destroys the future. The fossil state of our neighbors, whose response to the commitment to our future resources is repression against protesters, has finally hit the wall with the combustion engine. Smoke should no longer be emitted where we want to be mobile, just as the holy smoke should never leave our computers. Let us stand in solidarity with those whose analog and digital homes have been violated by the violence of home invasions and house searches. We know the cities of many who say that climate protection begins at home and with our own habits. You're right, we all have to do something. But this must not distract us from the responsibility of the states and corporations which shirk their duty by formulating wondrous concepts of freedom. Dear fellow creatures, I'm coming to the close of my speech and to a topic that has occupied us all a great deal this year. In addition to the intelligence and creative power of our fellow creatures, something has entered our community that we have known for a long time, but which has caught our attention more than ever this year: artificial intelligence. It has caused a lot of astonishment in the uncharted territory, but also among our neighbors. We want artificial intelligence that does justice to society and not one that fulfills the surveillance fantasies of a few. Let's shape it according to our ideas and not according to the will of those who see it as their business. We have often proven our immunity to the hype cycles of this world. This time too, and I am certain of this, uncertainty will not prevail. Let us resolutely shape fairer digital futures. Good digital futures must not be built like analog pasts on the backs of precarious workers digging through the world's data garbage, just so that we can pass our time with a hallucinating magic, because a very white man already recognized better not to be digitized than to digitize badly. Better not to digitize and to digitize badly. This is a modified quote by Christian Lindner, the now finance minister, in the last election campaign. We don't need this magic to know that 2 times 3 makes 4, because we have long been able to create art and beauty with computers if we put our minds to it for a future the way we like it. Dear fellow creatures and fellow creatures, we are coming to the end of the 42nd year of our community, but still at the beginning of the 37th assembly. Here we have the chance to come together in a way that we've not had in recent years. So I would like to ask you to network, form bonds and unusual alliances.
Even if not all your wishes and expectations might have been fulfilled, and you are tired from the struggles of the past year, let us draw strength together in these days. The new year begins in a few days. Big tasks lie ahead of us. Many problems can be solved with energy, Mate and curated vandalism. I ask you all to help and cooperate. Dear fellow creatures, dear friends, we don't know what the future holds for us. But the fact that you all have come together here shows how much freedom and community means to us, and how much we want to have all information be free one day. You still have to have chaos in you to give birth to a dancing star. This is how we will let the creative triumph over the destructive. Distrust authority, promote decentralization, be excellent to each other. I wish you, dear fellow creatures of the Uncharted Territory, a blessed and chaotic 1987.
And now, dear fellow creatures, we're not at the end yet. Haven't finished. The best part is for now. Dear fellow creatures, raise your mate, raise your computers up to your hearts and join with us in the hymn of CCC. I will interpret this and not sing along with you. But maybe... Onwards to new data. Praise it be the uncharted land. The ones and zeros are in our hands. O chaotic uncharted territory, we will build you up. We'll raise you. Our drive, our freedom, will roll over any state or company. Go on, get the IT decentralization. Onward, cyber, cyber. Let's live and cultivate open access. The code of a good life will be developed by us all. O chaotic uncharted territory, we will raise you. Subversion and love will be the first duty of the uncharted territory. Go and get the super excellent digitalization. Onwards, brothers and sisters, fellow creatures of the chaos. Mixed ham, minced meat, instead of authority. We will cooperate for the galactic solidarity. For intergalactic solidarity. Try to hold your voice. Give it up!
So, Chancellor Anna,
Chancellor Khaleesi,
Chancellor Khaleesi, and Chan-